This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Judge Tanya Acker. Judge Patricia DeMango. Judge Michael Corriero. Three judges, three opinions, one verdict. This is Hot Bench.
Hottest legal show on television. Yeah, that's right, Judge Judy. That's what I said. Any trouble with me, you come over here.
Is she coming? Is Judge Judy coming? You'll tell me if she's coming.
I promise she's
I'll tell her
here.
I'm sorry.
I can't see her yet.
Judge Tanya Acker is here. And of all the Yale Law graduates in the studio, you're the only one.
That's true.
Nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Not only the smartest person in the room, smartest person like in this air, in the perimeter.
Six block radius. I'm not saying that.
Thank God your people didn't tell you what show you were actually on. Congratulations on Hot Bench.
Thank you. We are having a great time.
I'll bet.
It's a lot of fun.
You guys fight at all?
Well, you know, interesting that you say that, because what we show our viewers, which is something that a lot of folks don't see when you go to court.
Chambers.
You do see us in chambers. I wouldn't say fighting. We have respectful disagreement, but you do.
By the way, we don't do that in America anymore, right? Did you get that memo that we don't do respectful anymore?
Come to our courtroom and you'll see it. You'll see it with me and my colleagues.
Thank God. Somebody's got
to
do
model,
it.
We are going to model civility and respect, but we do disagree. You know, we do disagree. It's really the benefit of having three people with very different perspectives. Patricia and Michael, of course, were both on the bench for a number of years. The show is binding arbitration, but I was not a judge before I started judging on TV. But I got to tell you, we're having a great time. You know, and we don't always see things in the same way.
Do you see judges differently now that you are, you know, doing that?
You know, it's so interesting, Steve, that you say that. It's not so much that I see judges differently, but it's given me a different vantage point on the process. Like, as a lawyer, right, I'm used to going into court. I'm used to advocating passionately. Now, the chance to kind of take a step back and, like, listen to people gives me a different perspective. I think I also have a greater need. It's funny you talked about civility. What I'm really interested in right now is bringing back or help being a part of trying to reinstill some sense of integrity to our system.
Amen.
I mean, I think that our courtrooms are being abused left and right by frivolous lawsuits. I think that there are too many people who come to court, and you know, it's my new thing. Like, I see people who lie, like, with the same facility that other people breathe, and it really contaminates our process.
Well, when the my words, not yours, but when the President of the United States is setting an example by lying, as I've said this many times, the President of the United States will get all of my respect and support when he deserves it. But the fact of the matter is, honesty is just one of the options for him. Lying is something he does as a habitual thing. And these are all provable statements. It's not something I'm shooting up from the hip in. And I think it's very dangerous. I think it's very dangerous, regardless of what people think of Trump. There are kids in school who ought to be wondering what the president's doing every day. And it's just a terrible example to set.
And, you know, and when I'm sitting in this courtroom, and, you know, look, it's TV, but these are real cases. These are binding decisions.
And real people.
They're real people. And, like, when folks can come in and, you know, you talked about what's provable, and you talked about, you were making a point about facts. There is very little regard from them too often of the time. Not all the time. I mean, you know, look, we've got plenty of litigants who come there. They prove their cases magnificently. They've got an incredible respect and integrity for the system. And look, we're not the Supreme Court. We're having fun. It is a TV show, right? I'm not going to sit here and say that when we're judging on our TV show that we're comporting ourselves in the same way that, like, judges do, you know, on the Ninth Circuit, for instance, which is where I clerked. So certainly it's a TV show, but it's also a court process, and people really do need to respect that.
Judge, we talked earlier about gun crimes and obviously crimes in Chicago and whatnot and a lack of respect. Do you see a more of a lack of respect now? Because, I mean, I guess if we were going to court, we'd dress up. Yes, sir. Yes, judge. Yes, ma'am. Do you see that as well? Or is that really kind of fallen by the wayside?
You know, I think that there are plenty of people who maintain that. I try to maintain that. I sometimes fall short. I think I've sometimes fallen short, but I do think that right now, since everybody can put themselves out there all of the time, everybody can make themselves a star over lunch, right? And I think that it is resulting in a little bit of our standards are loosening. Our standards are loosening. Everything has become okay, and everything is not okay.
Everything's not okay is a great lesson of the day. We'll come back. I want to talk about an event you're doing coming up with the Vera Institute of Justice. Here's what I want to do now, though. Cub fans, Comcast Sportsnet put together Rain Men, R-E-I-G-N. Rain Men's premiere coming up. You want to go?
Can I?
Friday night.
Or are you going to tease me and say no?
You can't go because you're working.
I knew it.
But I can make a call. Doors open at 7. Screening starts at 8. And we'll set you up. How many people going? 4, 5, 6 people? How many bonus in? What's this
it's
good for?
It's a table. You have 4 to 6 at one table. So we're giving away one table.
Plus
4 to 6.
Yeah.
Plus Andrea.
Yeah, so 4 plus Andrea.
Plus me, right.
And Andrea's plus 1.
Thank you.
All right, so caller 7 now. Caller 7, Cub fans, see the Comcast Sportsnet premiere of Rain Men, R-E-I-G-N, Men, C-S-N, Rain Men is the hashtag. Back with more with Judge Tanya in just a second, and she says I may get bail.
I don't think so.
720 WGN. We're back with Judge Tanya Acker, and let's plug the show. Hot Bench, CBS 2 Chicago, 2 p.m. every day. Give me a fun one. Give me one of your fun cases.
Oh, man. You know what? Here is one of my favorite cases, and you folks from Chicago will appreciate this. We had a little boy who was accused of throwing a rock, and he and his mom came to court. His mom was passionate about the fact that he did not throw the rock, and he came clean in court. We said... Are you sure you didn't throw the rock? And he said, no, I threw the rock. And you know what that little boy's name was? His name was Barack Obama.
Oh.
He was a little boy named Barack Obama who came true and came clean and told the truth under harsh questioning.
How about that? What did mom say?
But he was a doll. Mom was actually very pleased with him. I mean, look, I don't have kids, but I do believe that it's some, like, a seven-year-old throws a rock. He's going to say, no, I didn't throw the rock. Mom's going to believe him. But then, as opposed to some of the folks I was talking about before, he seemed to appreciate the magnitude and gravity of where he was.
Yes.
We said, we are three people in robes, and you got to tell the truth. We're not like your mom. And he told us the truth.
That's
one of my favorite cases.
Yeah, and what about the fact that when you're a little kid, all that weight on your shoulders when you know you're lying?
So heavy.
Right?
When you're 7?
And the kid must
fallen down.
Kid must have felt like $1 million after. He'll remember that for the rest of his life.
Yes. So little Barack Obama, he was one of my favorites.
That's so cute.
It's funny. That's Bill Left's stage name.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tanya, you're always welcome here, but let's get a plug in too for the event. It is the Vera Institute of Justice. You're going to MC on the 20th?
I am.
Of April.
I am indeed. One of Vera's goals really is to end mass incarceration, which has become a big business in America. I mean, we are locking people up in jail and keeping them there for minor infractions, not because they're violent, not because they're dangerous, but because they can't pay bail. And in some jurisdictions, in New Orleans, for instance, it's costing the city more to keep people locked up than it would to let some of these nonviolent folks get out. So Vera, and it's a great bipartisan group of folks. We're honoring Pat Nolan from the American Conservative Union. We're honoring Vinita Gupta, who used to be at the Civil Rights Division, and some others. So it's a group. It's not about politics. It's not about who you voted for. It's about what you want our justice system to be. You know, I spoke before about litigants, participants, treating the system with respect. I think that it goes both ways. The system has to treat all of us and, give everybody a fair shake.
A lot of good to be learned there.
Yeah, I mean,
there really is.
It's important. You know, I mean, we rely on this system. It relies on us, and we need it to proceed with fairness, with equality. It can't be the case that because you're poor, you got to stay in jail for a long time for a bad traffic light. That costs all of us money, and frankly, I think it really challenges the integrity of our system.
Well, Andrea was in jail for several years on traffic lights.
No, I was. I hit a few red light camera
please.
Tickets.
Tell it to your lawyer.
You made your bail, though. You made your bail.
I paid them all.
Well, lie to the judge. Little Barack Obama will hear about it.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Google the Vera Institute of Justice. Get tickets. Support the cause, even if you can't make it that night. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Steve.
Hot Bench, 2 o'clock, CBS 2. Bill and Wendy next.